Well, there's a word, bittersweet, and that word doesn't even begin to encompass the conflicting emotions that I had to deal with at such an intense level for probably a good, well, even now, but the intensity of them a good 3, 4, 5 years. And I mean, I lost Ella, I lost Paris, I lost who I thought Paris was, I lost who I thought I was. I had to deal with something that I never even, I mean, nobody could even begin to imagine. You know, when my father was murdered when I was younger, I mean, I hate to say it, but that's a more common occurrence, for lack of a better word. So there was at least a group of people as I grew up that could identify with the grief of losing a parent at a young age, but there was nobody that I knew who was in my situation. So I was in this alone with myself. And I look back on what I went through, and like when I was working on the book, or things will come to me, and I'm just like, I don't even know how I did all that.
Yeah, I
Well,
don't know, because that's just amazing to think that you could come through, because a lot of people would be filled with so much anger, and
right.
you've gone the other way.
Oh, I mean, I was filled with anger, no doubt about it. I mean, people are always like, well, how did just love him unconditionally? I'm like, I hated him. To be honest, the first 3 months or so, even though I knew, like, some I had been told that he wanted me dead also, I think as his mother, and even though I knew what he had done to his sister, I think a brain can only process so much at one time. And so I had to swallow these pieces of information in tiny bits. And to be honest, the day that he attacked me and pinned me against the table in the visitation room, I honestly, somewhere in my mind, had not put two and two together that this child could hurt me. Like, that I wanted to believe he was sick, somehow. And he is, but I wanted to believe he was like somehow mentally not logical. And then as time went on, and I found out that, he is sick, but he's also highly logical. Just, I had to get to know the new him. And that was a very devastating process.
I don't think anyone could describe what you went through. Even like just seeing that you just look back and relive it there is incredible, just to see all the range of emotions. But so you've fast forward, you've taken it and done some positive stuff with it.
Yeah, I started the Ella Foundation. The purpose of the Ella Foundation was to find ways to educate people about criminal justice issues, about mental health issues, and to offer assistance and education to people who found themselves caught up in a criminal justice situation. And I say people because we didn't focus just on victims of crime, and we didn't focus just on perpetrators of crime. Our focus has always been that if your life has been affected by violence, then you need Ella, empathy, love, lessons, and advocacy, action.
You've been through so much, and I mean, so much more is in your book, which is out now. We're going to get all the details up online at krock.com.au. Charity, we can't firstly begin to fathom what you've been through, but we are so appreciative of half an hour of your time and to learn more about you and your story. And we wish you all the best with the Ella Foundation and bringing Phoenix up the most beautiful boy we can imagine he will be. And we wish you all the best and luck. Thank you, Charity.
Thank you so much.